Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum, so welcome. Today we have another interesting story on Lantern, this program. So we go for this story. Why women cry? That's the question and the title of today's story. A little boy asked his mother, "Why are you crying?" "Because I need to," she said. "I don't understand," he said. His mother just hugged him and said, "Perhaps you don't. Perhaps you never will." Later, the little boy asked his father, "Why does mother seem to cry for no reason?" "All women cry for no reason," his dad answered carelessly. The little boy, still wondering why women cry, finally asked the old wise sheikh, an experienced and very learned teacher. "He surely knows the answer," he thought. "Ya Sheikh, why do women cry so easily?" The Sheikh answered, "When Allah made the woman, she had to be special. He made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. He gave an inner strength to endure both childbirth and rejection that many times comes from her children. He gave her a toughness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up, and take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. He gave her sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child hurts her badly. He gave her strength to carry her husband through his faults and fashioned her from his rib to protect his heart. He gave her wisdom to know that a good husband never hurts his wife, but sometimes tests her strength and her resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. And lastly, he gave her a tear. This is hers and only hers, exclusively to use whenever she needs it. She needs no reason, no explanation. It is hers. You see, my son? The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the beauty of her face or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman is her devotion to Allah, her piousness, her righteousness, and that can sometimes be seen in her actions and, of course, her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to different religious stories and then try to talk about some of the themes and moral lessons of these stories in order for us as Muslims to take lessons and learn things from them and make use of them in our daily lives. Well, the beautiful story we just listened to is about the status of women, how they are elegantly created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way they should be treated in accordance to our religion. Today, our subject of talk is going to revolve around women and their status in Islam. A very interesting point to note is that in Islam, unlike any other religion, a woman can be an imam, a leader of communal prayer for a group of women. A Muslim woman also has obligations. All the laws and regulations pertaining to prayer, fasting, charity, pilgrimage, doing good deeds, or etc. apply to women as well, albeit with minor differences having mainly to do with female physiology. Before getting married, a woman has the right to choose her husband. Islamic law is very strict regarding the necessity of having women's consent for marriage. The groom gives a marriage dowry to the bride for her own personal use. She keeps her own family name rather than taking her husband's. As a wife, a woman has the right to be supported by her husband even if she is already rich. She also has the right to seek divorce and custody of young children. She does not return to dowry except in a few unusual situations. Despite the fact that in many places and times, Muslim communities have not always adhered to all or even many of the foregoing in practice, the ideal has been there for 1,400 years, while virtually all other major civilizations did not begin to address these issues or change their negative attitudes until the 19th and 20th century. And there are still many contemporary civilizations which have yet to do so. Okay, let's go for a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Okay, welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from iWeb English Radio, and we are talking about the high status of women in Islam. Now let's read some hadith from Ma'sumin alayhi salam about the status of women. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted to have said, "Whoever provides sustenance for three girls or three sisters, paradise will surely be his." He was asked, "What if two?" He said, "Even if two." He was asked, "What if one?" He said, "Even if one." Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam is quoted to have said, "The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Allah the Exalted is more kind to females than males. Whoever brings pleasure to a woman of his close relatives, Allah will please him on Judgment Day.'" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Sons are a favor and daughters are a good deed. Allah questions about the favors but rewards the good deeds." You know, all these hadiths are some examples from Islamic texts concerning women. It is clear that Islam has called women to be honored and it has greatly respected women and has served great rights for them. Therefore, Islam speaks respectfully of women, the mother, the wife, the daughter, the sisters, endures her and takes care of her, stressing her being worthy of affection, mercy and generosity. It recommends women before recommending men. It regards the love of women as a sign of faith. Nay, it even raises this love of woman to the level of being a prophetic conduct. And it is, you know, very beautiful. And it looks at her as a trustee who looks after a person's wealth, religion, and secrets. So if you are a woman, be proud of this high position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. And if you are a man is listening and you are listening to me, you should be very protective and respectful to the women around you. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. And really, I have enjoyed this beautiful talk. And I wish you have enjoyed it too. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.